Valentine.
Thank you. I have it so written down. Yeah, like Debbie was saying, and Christine, it was just an amazing time. And for me personally, it was a great experience of listening to what God is doing in people's lives, and also just experiencing the presence of God. And so many things to talk about, really. We can spend the whole afternoon, so if you want to hear more, you can see me afterwards. But particularly the last day of the conference, which was the evening, and Steve was speaking. He was talking about courage and faith, and that we can't do without courage if we were to do what God has called us to do. And then afterwards, he just invited people to come to the front to receive prayer. And among us, the groups that he called out were people that thought they had dreams or visions and were full of fear. And when he said that, full of fear, fear. Yeah. And my first thought, like, when he said that, was like, that's definitely not me, because I'm definitely not afraid of doing what God has called me to do. And just when I said that, God began to show me my fears and insecurities. And, you know, everything up to that moment has been, especially for my life, get enough resources, build a good career for yourself, and plan out steps of achieving God's vision. And when you are done with all this, then you are ready to do what God has called you to do. And my heart was just so broken at that moment. And I said, Jesus, I don't want to live like that anymore. And I went to the front to receive prayer and just felt the presence of God so strong. And as I was praying, I simply said, Lord, I surrender my dreams to you in exchange for yours. I laid down my plans, let me follow yours. And I said, if this dream which I've been carrying for so many years, started in my college days, if this dream is from you, let me get a sign. And I said, let someone I don't know, because the people that I know from Dublin may have heard me talk about it, so let someone I don't know just come to me and talk about this stuff. And I went to the back of the conference hall and just stood there waiting. And apparently no one showed up. So after about 20 minutes or so, I was seated with my wife, Harriet, and Christine, and just talking about the whole experience that night. And then when we were talking, like, these two ladies I've never met, like, just approached us. And then they said, we would just love to pray for you. And before she started praying, she said, I saw you building something and God providing the resources. And that was just so amazing, because that's the very stuff that God has been talking to me about that night. And then they began to pray. So basically, like, the whole experience for me, those 4 days I was there, was just God breaking so many barriers in my mind and in my heart. I've been following Jesus for about 14 years now, and I know something about the Holy Spirit and that, the ministry, praying for the sick, seeing people, like, experiencing His presence. But that moment I realized that I've known it up here and it wasn't in there. That though I had experienced it, but it was more like just the knowledge that I had up in my head. And God just melted those barriers by His sovereign mercy, and given me a life that can really experience Him.
Amen.